This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Later this week, we'll get a sense of how the Federal Reserve's efforts to curb inflation are going when we get the latest Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. It's not just the U.S. Fed raising interest rates to try to slow down price growth. The world's central bankers are in a race to cool spending without crashing their economies into recession. Over the weekend, the Bank for International Settlements, known as the Central Bank of Central Banks, met in Switzerland. Leaders warned that the Fed and its counterparts have a narrow path ahead to bring the global economy in for a soft landing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The central banks of the world talked about inflation when it started showing up as the economy rebounded last year. But it only got worse. So they've started hiking interest rates right and left, because they really mean it. They're going to whip inflation now.
The central banks are somewhat in a state of panic.
That's Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The banks have all agreed they're on team catch up. We all think we're behind the curve. They have to raise rates fast to keep inflation under control, not just to bring it down, but to keep it from accelerating.
In other words, to avoid a combination of inflation and stagnant economic growth, known as stagflation. That's why the Bank for International Settlements warned inflationary psychology could become entrenched and self-reinforcing. The key to success, says Ross Mayfield at Baird, may be sounding like you will succeed.
Their jawboning and their messaging is a huge part of the battle, managing inflation expectations in particular.
Mayfield says if the Fed, for instance, can convince investors, businesses, and consumers it's ready to get inflation under control, even if that means raising rates enough to cause a recession, that in itself could drive down inflation expectations and the risk of a recession. But all that requires credibility, says Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum.
The Fed's problem is it had to admit that it got it wrong last year. They thought inflation would go away, publicly said it was transitory. Even when it was clear it was higher and more durable than they'd expected, they kept their foot on the gas.
And inflation got out of hand.
Now they have to flip 180 degrees and convince people that they're serious about controlling inflation and will finish the job and have the skills to do the job. I'd say the jury's out.
He's keeping an eye on the growth of home prices and rents as an early indicator of whether or not the Fed is getting it right. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.